This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Now, so on Between the Sheets this evening, I'm joined by Andy Lee. You might have seen him recently on Virgin Media's Dinner with the Enemy series. Andy, thanks for joining us on iRadio's group chat.
Oh, no, thank you for having me, Marty. I appreciate it.
Now, tell me this, first of all, before we continue this, I can call you Andy, right?
Yeah, you can call me Andy.
Oh, okay, because literally sometimes with the double barrel name, it's like, no, it's got to be Andy Lee, but you're good with Andy, right? Now, tell us this, for those of, you know, for those listening right now who do not know who you are and what you do, can you give us a brief summary on what your job entails?
Yeah, so I am a porn star. I'm Ireland's most popular porn star. I used to be a plumber and now I make adult movies.
And tell us this, you know, when you were growing up, was it something that you had in mind or was it something you accidentally fell into?
So I grew up in inner city Dublin and had no money growing up. Like, mum's boyfriends, all bad boys, all drug dealers and junkies. And we got evicted from our apartment in Dorset Street Flats. Do you remember the Concerned Parents marches?
Yeah.
Back in the day, the vigilante marches, they evicted us, sent to woman's refuge and sort of lived life like that. Mum died in a car crash when I was 12. Sent around family members, different houses, kept getting passed around. And then by the age of 15, I was homeless, living on the streets of Dublin. Lived on the streets at about 18. Got some money from the car crash my mum was in when I was 18. And I got up and moved to Australia and started a new life.
Wow. Okay. Well, Jesus, some amount to get up and go for you to go and do that at the young age of 18. Yeah. You don't see many 18-year-olds doing that now. You know, so fair play on that. So that was when you got a job as a plumber. You got that in Australia, was it?
Yeah, so I was doing like a carpentry apprenticeship style job with a boss I had in Australia for a few years. Then my visa ran out, came to the UK, and I went straight to college to become a plumber.
Okay, and then this is where now I get a little bit confused. Because yeah. We all know that a plumber is a main character in a lot of films, Andy. So yeah. At what point did the transition from being a plumber to a porn star happen?
So it was before I was a plumber. So when I first landed in London, I was living in a hostel in central London, and I was working on a building site doing demolition, just doing labouring for cash in hand at the time. And a friend of mine said to me that he saw me in the showers in the change room in the gym, and he said to me, he's like, Jesus, you'd make a fortune with that thing.
Did he actually?
Yeah. And then long story short, he said to me, look, I can get you a job. I can get you a job doing porn, doing £600 an hour, just jerking off on a website.
This is back when you were, so this is what, how many years ago?
This was, 16 years ago when I was 21.
When you're 21 years of age, being offered £600 an hour.
An hour, yeah. And wow. I was earning £5 an hour cash on a building site doing demolition all day.
Yeah, and essentially, like, let's be real, like, to anyone listening right now, like, you just ended up doing something that you probably would have been doing anyway. You know, you might as well get paid for it, you know what I mean?
That's it.
I'd say you get a lot of people that kind of look at you in your job and they kind of like snub it, you know?
The majority of people out there looks down at the porn industry, and I just don't understand why. We all do, we all have sex, like, that's how we were made.
Yeah.
And it is one of the biggest industries in the world, and it has been for a very, very long time. If it wasn't such a big industry, if there wasn't so much need and demand for it, we wouldn't have a job. So but then people on the internet will always stick their nose up to it.
And these are the kind of people that I would probably say are actually watching it.
100%. I get, sometimes on the internet, I will get so much hate off people, so much trolls, and then later that evening, they're in my inbox.
Looking for a free subscription.
It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
Is the hate coming from, like, is this coming from faceless profiles, or are people actually backing
it? Yeah, the majority will be faceless profiles. Okay. I used to get a lot of hate from Ireland because of my background and where I come from.
So do you think that that's an Irish thing, that we're very narrow-minded and kind of begrudging when it comes to people just doing really well for themselves? Because I would suggest that we kind of are, you know?
A couple of years ago, I done an interview and I said that. I said, yeah, definitely. I get a lot of hate from people who knew me from Ireland specifically, couldn't deal with me doing well, couldn't stand up for me doing well. But what I've noticed now is since we started talking about it more, people have become more open to things, and I've actually been getting a lot more support from Ireland, funny enough.
Great.
I'm loving it.
Because they've realised that they watch porn. And we've got our very own, you know, like if Portugal has Cristiano Ronaldo in football, we've got our
there
own.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, he has the golden boot, I have the golden knob.
Well, I guess now is a good time then to go back to what you touched on earlier on about being a straight guy, but you act in gay porn. So
yeah,
how does that happen? Because I just know as a straight man, and trust me, like I can look at you right now and I can go, you're a good looking guy, you're handsome, you're in great shape. I can say that about any man that passes crosses my path, but I could never bring myself to kiss them, Andy. I just couldn't do it. So
that's okay.
No, I know that's
okay. But
that's where I'm like, oh, so how did you go, right, I'm actually able to get over that and do it, but I'm still straight.
Well, it took a long time. For a very long time, I didn't. You know, for about 13 years, I only done solo stuff or sitting beside other lads and stuff. And I started to work my way, got myself more comfortable doing things. But it also comes down to if everybody could do it, they'd be doing it.
True.
And not everybody can do it. So that's why I earn so much money from it.
That's very, very good point. Sure. Like if it was
and
easy.
It's all about psychological, you know, it's all such psychological. If you're comfortable in your head, then the physical act will do the job. Literally.
Really?
I'm comfortable with everybody. Like I go to work, I become the character I'm filming in that day, I create the content for the audience, and I go home and have my dinner.
A very good dinner, because you're doing very well for yourself. And can you remember the very first time, you know, that you had to engage in like, you know, a sexual activity on camera with another man? You had never done it before. It probably never crossed your brain when you were younger. Like, surely you were nervous to an extent.
I was terrified, absolutely terrified. And it wasn't even that. It was after it. I was questioning myself and stuff like that, you know? I was like, oh, am I gay now? I've done something with a man. Like, all this stuff was going through my head for a while. And then I got my head around it. And I was just like, I am what I am. You know, I'm just me.
You're just you,
and
exactly.
Yeah, like I'm not physically attracted to men. Like I don't look at a bloke and get aroused at all. You know, it's more psychological for that. I just get on with it. You know, I don't. I'm very comfortable with myself and who I am, and I'm very comfortable with the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of how it works. And it's not just me; it's all the people I work with. We're all the same. Like people say, like, but you're getting an erection for a man. I'm like, yeah, but an erection doesn't mean anything. And men wake up an erection.
I was going to say, it's like you could literally just wake up one in the middle of the night. It doesn't mean that you've been aroused.
It doesn't mean anything. And then on the other hand of things, people who I work with are really attracted to the other person. Let's say there's a man that's working with a woman and she's beautiful and he's really good looking and they're really attracted to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But he freaks out and he doesn't get hard.
Well, that to me now,
psychological.
I do get you on that. I can't imagine, you know, me turning to my other half and saying, look, we're going to set up a studio in here and we're going to do it. I can imagine the stage fright would be so real, 100%.
Yeah.
So I do understand what you mean from the psychological part of it. But then even the thought of setting up cameras and stuff, like, can you talk us through what an average, you know, day looks like on set?
Yeah, so there's all different levels. So porn is not just one thing. There's so many different levels of porn and so many different styles. So for mine specifically, I do group scenes. So it'll be me and a lot of lads mainly, or me and a lot of lads and a girl. So it's more group, like Andy and the lads, that style thing.
Gotcha.
So people will come to my studio. I have like the Porn Star University. People come over here. We'll all sit down. We'll discuss what we're going to do that day. And we'll talk to each other about boundaries. Who does want to do certain things and who doesn't? Who's comfortable with everything and who's not? And we will check, because then in the adult industry, we have certs. Now, a cert is a doctor's certificate, like an STI certificate that you've been checked every 14 days.
This is good. This is what I was going to get into this a little bit later on, but that's cleared it up right there. Exactly.
Yeah. So we check each other's certs, obviously, to make sure everybody's clean and healthy, clean and safe. And then we'll just go on with it. And then what we'll do is we'll do a dry run through the scene. So we'll dry run, for fuck's sake. We'll practice. we'll practice the scene out just so we know camera angles and make sure everybody's comfortable going in those positions and stuff. And then we'll just get on with it. Everyone knows in the adult industry, especially who comes to my studio, everyone knows that consent can be given and taken away any single time. So we reassure each other throughout the scene, just give everybody the nod. Is everybody okay? You know, anybody feeling uncomfortable, want to step out for a few minutes? That style thing. And then, because some people say like, oh, I'm overwhelmed with a group of people. And I'm like, just have a breather, step out. And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to.
Which is really cool to hear. I think these are the kind of, you know, things that the average person that's probably snubbing the industry doesn't actually know about. you know.
And they think that we're turning up the hotel room and just having all the sex, but that's not how it works. Like,
well, like I'm not gonna lie and say I haven't seen a porno, but like I can imagine now. Again, you can probably correct me if I'm wrong on this. Like when I first started watching it, I was like, how do these guys last for so long? What's going on here? So you hearing you say that you guys practice it beforehand. And then obviously you can take a breather and stuff. Like I mean, at the end of the day.
And it's recorded.
Yeah.
You know, it's recorded. We can stop and start 50 times. So I want to make sure everybody, I always tell people, I want to make sure when people come to my studio, they're happy coming in and even happier leaving.
Yeah. Gotcha. And then, but then the element of being human surely comes into that. You know, it's like the stopping and starting and stuff. Like, is there no part of, you know, you guys as male that's like, oh, like, oh, I have to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so people struggle a lot, you know. But my stuff is realism. So my videos are me talking to the camera a lot. So I will be the director of the scene. I'll be speaking to the audience, and I tell them the truth. I'll be like, look, this person's struggling today, but this is the reality of straight guys doing gay stuff.
Yeah.
And we continue. Let them see that the person's struggling, and I'll tell them, look, pretend the guy's name is John. We'll say, look, make sure you leave John comments. Give him some comfortable comments, and make sure he feels okay and stuff. And they will. All the customers will write lovely comments and below, and I'll show them to John, and it works really well. People love that. They love the realism behind it, because they're not looking for gay porn stars.
I know.
They're not looking at us as gay porn stars. They're looking at straight guys pushing boundaries.
And I actually noticed that when I was going through some of your videos there online, I noticed that, like, even the likes of the video that you posted a little while ago, you know, pick out the red flag, for example, and you had people genuinely interacting it in the comments, and they knew exactly who they all were, and they were just having a bit of a laugh amongst themselves on it too. It's almost like a little community you have there, you know?
I do. I've had over 400 students come to the Porn State University.
Wow. Okay.
So we all help each other out in every way. We all chat to each other every day. We talk about the mental health behind things, because that's one thing that we don't speak about enough in the adult industry and in the entertainment industry, that the mental health side of things. You can have a social media with 10 million followers today, and it can be taken away tomorrow. And when that happens, what do you do?
Exactly.
There's nothing there to. There's no one there to help and support you. So we have to do it ourselves.
Yeah, which is really cool to hear, because you're so right. You know, I find that a lot of people, you know, I kind of go back to the whole idea of, you go into a class full of, say, 6, 7, and 8 year olds, and you say, all right, what do you want to be when you're older? I feel like nobody's saying they want to be a fireman or a nurse or a doctor anymore. It's like they want to be some sort of content creator, you know?
Absolutely. Everything's online, you know? Yeah. But I support everybody. Like, I'm one of these people where I will support you no matter what. I want you, and I want everyone else out in the world to do the best in life. I want to, I get off. I don't want to say get off. Jesus Christ.
Look, if that does it for you, man, you know, you're like, a guy won't do it for me properly, but that gets me.
I have pride in watching people succeed.
Yeah, which is cool, which is really, really great. And I'm sure that when you started out in this, you kind of just wish maybe that some people kind of felt that for you. But it's great. Yeah. It's great to hear that, you know, the Irish are starting to get behind you in a good way, because we do it for all our famous stars. So why should this be any different? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And look at, I want to give a shout out to Virgin Media and Animo TV. They gave me a chance, of all TV stations out there, they gave me a chance with a voice, and they put Andy the porn star on big bold writing on the screen. You know what I mean? And like, that made me proud.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people always look down on me, and they gave me a chance to speak to politicians, speak to journalists, speak to all different people, and hold my own at the table. So I'm grateful for them. Hopefully it's the start of something great.
Yeah, because again, just from my own kind of, like, I'm a DJ, so it's not quite a porn star, but it is a job that if you went into your 6-year guidance counselor and said, I want to be a DJ, like 9 out of 10 guidance counselors are going to tell you, no, go to college and you're good at business and French to do that. You know, I think that by them doing that with you and you putting yourself out there and being so vocal about it, you know, it gives that chance to somebody who is in school, you know, who's in 6th year or going into college, to be open to have that conversation and for it to not be just shut down. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But then again, on the other hand, I'm not out here promoting the adult industry for anybody. Like, I want to make that very clear. I'm not saying to the people they should join the adult industry at all.
Oh, I get that. Well, I'd be the same. I'm not going to tell everyone that they should be a DJ, you know?
Like, I done the work. I went to college. You know, people say to me, get a real job. I'm a qualified engineer.
Yeah.
You know, I went to college. I done everything that I was supposed to do. I had businesses. I had property development companies. I done everything. And I fell on hard times. Uh-huh. And I just found the adult industry and it literally saved my life.
But what is a real job? You know what I mean? Like, what is the definition of a real job? Like, you're out here going back to when you were 21 telling us that you were earning £600 an hour. You haven't done anything illegal. You know, you haven't hurt you haven't hurt anybody. So how is that not a real job? Like, this is the bit that frustrates me. It's get a real job. What is a real job? Like, what is a real job?
I don't know. You know, I think a job is a real job is a job you're happy with. You go to every day and you absolutely love it. And that's, I love my job. I'm so proud of the industry I'm in. I'm proud of the people in the industry. And I love watching those people come into the industry, maybe on hard times, and watch them succeed over the months ahead.
And then another thing, again, coming from, you know, from one man to another, it's like, if I was being filmed, being intimate, and that became my job, I know personally that if it came to actually being intimate, without the cameras and stuff, I probably would struggle. Again, that's just how I envision it. So when you're, like, do you have a partner? Is that, can I ask you that? Or?
Yeah, you can ask me. Yeah, no, I don't have a partner. So no, when it comes into, I don't have a partner at the moment because I'm just choosing not to right now, but
fair,
there's no reason other than that why I don't. But when it comes into personal life, it's totally different than what you're doing on camera. Like, on camera is entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is. There's stop, start, angles, lights. That's what it is. We're creating an entertainment for that scene, for that type of audience. When you go home, it's personal. There's feelings involved. There's touch. There's emotion. Mm-hmm. On camera, there's none of that. It's all acting.
It's all acting. So there's no actual, for you, there's no... Ugh, like, it doesn't affect your intimate life, you know, when it comes to...
No, not at all. When I'm on camera, I become a character. You know, I go in there, I become the character because every scene is different. So I could be working with men or women or whatever. This, I could be a builder, I could be a plumber, I could be a doctor, a police officer, whatever it is. I become that character for that scene. And then when I go home, I switch off.
Yeah.
You know, I turn it off,
just
I
like,
sit down.
Just
I
like dinner. Everybody else.
And that's it.
Literally.
But I wish people would understand that. Like, it is a job and that's all it is. Uh-huh. You know, people shouldn't take it so serious. People talk about our sexuality, especially mine, a lot. When they're watching porn and they're taking it for what it is as real.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? The people are not watching Fast and Furious to learn how to drive a car.
No.
And they're not watching porn to learn how to have sex.
I do. Like, I was, this is again, yeah. I hope not. Anyway, I was a massive One Tree Hill fan growing up. I'm not sure if you're aware of the series, but there was so many bad guys in it. And I remember watching an interview with one of the dads who was the villain in the series, and he said that he'd get abuse on the streets by everyday people because they saw him and they were like, "Oh, you did this and you did that," and he was like, "Just a character, just playing a character. Yeah. That wasn't me at all," you know.
Yeah, listen, I fell for that before. I watched this guy on TV and I didn't like him. And I seen him being interviewed by a few people. And then I met him. We were doing something and I met him. And he was lovely. Such a lovely guy. And he told me, he said, "It's a character I play online." And he's a very famous TV presenter. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So it's in all aspects of work, really, when you think about it.
Absolutely.
Well, you're clearly ridiculously successful, which is great to see. If you look back on everything you've done so far and you had to pick out one highlight, Andy, what are you picking?
The Pornstar University.
Yeah.
I built that. The day I stepped back and looked at it, I looked at like 55 people in my university, all standing there creating content, learning and watching. And when I stood back, I was just like, wow, I done this. And obviously then plugging back my book, I wrote my book, Smelly Kid. That was about my life. Uh-huh. That has been a major step in my life to talk about that and to relive those days. And it's been a lot of growth for me.
Which is great. And then when the Pornstar University, am I right in saying that people sign up to this and they go and they can learn whatever the tricks?
Yeah,
the
so I have a website. People contact me through the website. Now, I don't charge anybody anything. It's totally free. It's just a way for me to give back. And they come to me and I give them the guidance that nobody tells them about. So I will teach them about the legal side of things, the model release forms, consent, STI checks, camera angles, what it's like to build your profile online and how to deal with everything online. Then to understand really what you're getting involved in, because people think they see this stuff in the media and where they can sell feet pics and become a millionaire. But it doesn't really work like that.
No, of course.
And
not.
People think that when they come into the industry, they're going to be rich overnight. And I start to put the brakes on that. And I say, look, go slowly. like, and people have to understand, when they put something on the internet, it's out there forever. It's a ball that doesn't stop rolling. Mm-hmm. You may think that you're sending it to one guy's or one girl's inbox. They're offering you £1,000 for a video or something that you may not want out there. And you think, oh, it's only gone out to that person. But it's not. It's gone out to the world. That £1,000 will be gone in a few days, but that video or photo will be out there forever. Yeah. So I really drum that into people to understand what they get involved in. And the first question I ask everybody when they come to me and say, look, Andy, I want to join the adult industry. And adult industry. It's can you deal with your mum, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your aunties, your uncles, your grandmother, and future employer seeing your content? Because once you put it out there, everyone is going to see it.
Yeah.
And then that's the start of the conversation. If they say no, then it's not for them.
Okay.
If they say they want to cover their face, then it's not for them. You know, you really have to give this 100% of nothing.
I think a lot of people during COVID were wondering, could they set up an OnlyFans but cover their face? I'd say that was probably the most Googled question during COVID.
Yeah, and like they could, all those people come and go, you know, and I feel really bad for them because they're exposing themselves to the internet for a little amount of money and they're not really getting benefit out of it.
Uh-huh.
So I made it my job and duty now to teach people how to do things properly and safely.
Mm-hmm. Our listeners love a cheeky question.
ask me anything. Listen, I'm an open book.
Yeah,
ask
no, which is great. You know, and this is what I think, this is what it needs as well. It needs an advocate like you, 100%, putting it all out there, and you know, just showing as well that everything behind the scenes isn't what it seems like from afar. Is there a between the sheets confession or story from your work that always makes people laugh? If you're out having a couple of drinks or whatever, and someone's like, "Go on, tell us something gas that happened." What are you telling them?
This is explicit. If you want me to tell you, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. So I come differently than general people. So when I come, it goes really far, really wide, all over the place. And people don't know that. And we do this joke where, like, people who's in a scene of me who has never seen me before, I get them to stand on the left and the camera will film from the right. So, and we will film their face. So the facial reaction when I come, and they're all, 9 times out of 10, they're always shocked. I get come all over the camera. I didn't actually know what I'm talking about. So yeah.
Producer Lee is going to be editing this. She's going like, whoa.
Sorry.
No, it's so fine. Andy, it has been an absolute pleasure to chat to you. I love the realism. And then I love everything you've done regarding the university too, from the point of view that bringing people in. And I do think the safety element online as well, but that's huge, you know, because it's...
And
it's,
I'm going to spread this message. That's all. It's going to be my duty now to spread this message to everybody. And hopefully people will see that not all of us in the adult industry are these creepy people. We are just general, normal, hardworking people out there trying to change their lives.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think that does need to be heard more, for sure. Before we let you go, Andy, we need to ask you, you know, if somebody is curious about entering the industry. I know you'd mentioned that you have to chat with them and you let them know. Look, when they post something online that this is out there and that your mother, your father, everyone is going to see it. You know, what advice would you give to that person that's just a little bit nervous? You know, they've been considering it for a while, but they haven't made that first step.
I would say go away and think about it. Try and think about it a bit more and then think about it even more again. Then figure out who your audience is going to be and what you're trying to sell the audience, because sex is just sex. It's just people buy the person. They don't buy the porn. Porn is free on the internet. Yeah. You can watch anything. So really go away and think about it. Take it very serious and understand what you're going to do. It's going to be out there forever.
Andy Lee.
And contact me if you need help.
Yeah. And if you've been listening to the interview since the start, you know Andy Lee is an absolute gent and he'll absolutely get back to your message for sure and make you feel nice and at ease. Andy Lee, it has been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. You're the first time in 16 years of radio I've ever spoken to a porn star.
We started work at the same time. Marty, honestly, mate, I appreciate your time. I really do. And giving me the respect, honestly, I really appreciate it.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.